Hey, this is Chris Johnson. If you followed along with the podcast for a while, you'll know that I've got some fucking problems. I got some problems up in my fucking head, some problems in my noggin. From 2015 until earlier this year, I went to a fucking therapist. You know, about every week for a while, and then we kind of fucking stretched it out to every couple months before my therapist said, you know what, bro? You're a fucking mess. I'm retiring. I'm closing up shop. Get the fuck off my couch. And I dealt with a lot of shit. You know, depression. Depression was a big one. I got fucking self-esteem issues. You know, I'm obsessive compulsive. When my fucking wife left, I got like really fucking suicidal for a while. But the suicidal feelings, that shit dates back a long time. I was suicidal for a while. That shit would come on and off. And I recently remembered some of the crazy shit that past Chris Johnson would do when he would get really fucking suicidal. As fucked up as I am right now, not even close to as fucked up as I was before. For me, when I was suicidal, I never really wanted to die, but I didn't give a fuck if I died. It wasn't a question of wanting to just like take my own life, but it was something that presented itself like to me, like as I was like thinking about it, as you know what, that might not be a bad idea. Yeah, it might not be a bad idea. Like that's an option. It was a viable option in my head, which is fucking insane to think, but that's how I thought about it. Like it was just something like, it was something that made sense. It was something that I didn't find ridiculous. I never actually cut myself. I thought about cutting myself often. I often like would think about how I was going to do it, the type of knife I would use, the type of cut, how I would get the fucking blade in, just in my forearms, like on, up and down my forearms. But the reason I never did anything like that, I'm a pussy. I was afraid of like infection. So, I mean, you can fucking figure that out yourself. I was so fucked up that like, yeah, you know what? I might want to die, but if I'm going to stay alive, I don't want an infection in my arms. I mean, are there any sanitary scalpels that I could use to fucking cut myself open? I'm kind of like freaking myself out like talking about it, but I feel like I need to fucking talk about it. I gotta be honest with you. I don't know if I fucking told anybody about this. I don't know if I've ever talked about this in fucking therapy. I don't think I have. I talked about being suicidal, but I didn't talk about like in depth about the crazy shit that was going through my fucking mind. So I was always afraid to cut myself. That was just like something like, if we're gonna do that, we're going all the way. Like we're gonna fucking cross the threshold, I guess is the best way to put it, if we're gonna fucking start doing that. But one of the other things I would do is I would drive down the street and I would close my eyes as I was driving and I would try to see how long I would last with my eyes closed. And this was a more interesting game to me if I was on the fucking thruway, if I was on the highway, especially if it was like dark. I think my record was like 6 or 7 seconds. Think about that. Think about closing your eyes when you're driving 60 down the thruway for 6 seconds. I mean, hold on. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My eyes are still closed now. You see what I'm saying? After the fucking countdown, my eyes are still fucking closed. I still haven't fucking opened them up yet. I did that quite a bit, too. It was like this thing in my head, like, hey, I lasted 3 seconds. Let's see if we can do 4. And then, like, well, there's some cars coming. Like, who gives a shit? Like, let's do it. Like, I would, like, talk myself into doing it. And I fucking survived all of it, which is, I don't know, man. Like, I almost feel, like, guilty that, one, that I did it, and two, that I fucking lived through it because it was incredibly fucking stupid. And there are people, you know, with shitty lives and that really, like, can't get themselves back on their feet. And here I am. Fucked up, admittedly, but, you know, relatively healthy and not giving a shit if I was alive or fucking dead. I'm not, like, embarrassed by it. I'm not disappointed either because one of the things that you got to realize or that I've realized is, like, when you go through therapy and you're really fucked up, don't fucking get, like, mad at yourself for, like, the shit that you did because, you know, you're fucked up. You know, shit happens. And you do things that are really fucking stupid and you do things that are reckless and you do things that are fucking dangerous. And you can't like get mad at yourself for them. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna get mad at my old self for being so fucking depressed that he thought driving down the street with his fucking eyes closed for long periods of time was a good fucking idea. So I guess we'll end with this. If you are feeling this shit, or if anything that I've said has sounded familiar, please fucking talk to somebody. You might not be as lucky as I am. I got a fucking horseshoe up my ass somehow. Because I lived through all of it. And now, like, current Chris Johnson is the best version of Chris Johnson that has ever been. And I'm pretty fucking proud of myself, to be perfectly honest with you, for getting through all that shit, because it wasn't easy for a fucking long time. And I think there's a misconception with suicide that it's like selfish, that it's like a selfish act. And it's not a selfish act because like you're not thinking about it in those fucking terms. So like you can't view somebody's actions when they're like depressed and they might not want to live. You can't view those actions through the prism of your existence if you're perfectly healthy, because they're not, because they're not thinking of things the way you are. You know, if you've got a broken foot, you're not going to walk straight. So you can't like say to somebody with a fucking busted foot, well, why don't you just walk like me? You know, we'll just walk normal. They can't. Their foot's fucked up. They're on fucking crutches. They got to hobble along. There's a completely different mindset And just please fucking respect that and try to understand it and try to fucking break through. Because a lot of these people might not want to die. I didn't really want to die. And I'm glad I'm still fucking alive and I'm glad I fucking made it. And you know what, man? Things are going to be okay. Things are going to work themselves out. You know, 3.5 years ago, I was married. I just bought a fucking house. I was working in fucking radio. I mean, who'd have fucking thought that, like, all that shit would be gone 3.5 years later? Like, my whole fucking world, my whole fucking life, the thing that I fucking based everything on, you know, past, present, fucking future, all this stuff would be gone, and I'm fine. Just try to fucking stick with it. Try to fucking stick it out. Please, please fucking talk to somebody about it. Don't go fucking through life like I did. I went through life like that for a long fucking time, way too long, and it's a lot of wasted time that I can't have back. Hey, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I promise I'll be here. I am on Spotify. I'm on Podbean website or the app that's the host. Every episode's there. I'm on Apple Podcast. I'm on Google Play. I'm on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You if you want to see some photos. I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And you can catch me in the Facebook timeline too. Find me on Facebook and catch the podcast there.